This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you got a full hour to access me. You can call us 877-726-8255 with questions. And we had several on the line before we get to some of the important stories that we're going to cover. We're going to talk about vitamin D. We're going to talk about flaxseed fiber and L-serine for Alzheimer's disease and ALS. We got a whole bunch of stories in our mailbag. But let's start right now with Patricia. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. I am on the air, am I not?
Yes, you are. You're speaking to literally hundreds of thousands of people. Okay. So just relax and, you know, just...
Exactly. That's the problem. Okay. I heard that probiotics are bad and can cause a very serious disease. A friend of
now,
mine...
Now, excuse me. Where did you hear this from? Because
I heard it from a friend, and she had a friend who was in the hospital, and she almost died from this disease, and they said it was from probiotics. Then she also said that many of the doctors are saying don't take them. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, I've been taking it for years. Anyway, so
and
I
you, And you survived. You survived, actually. You didn't end up in the hospital or in the intensive
care. No, I didn't. But see, okay. I don't know, because it was, like, in other words, this is something new that people
are just realizing.
So
let's deal with this.
So I stopped. But
fine. So, yeah, let's deal with this. Probiotics are associated generally with a real improvement in your overall health, not just the normalization of your bowel movements. Say you're experiencing diarrhea, they're great. Some patients with constipation report remarkable resolution of their constipation by taking probiotics. But there's a new trend in knocking probiotics based on a couple of studies that suggest that for some people, probiotics can backfire. And this is nothing new. I mean, this is something that I've known from the very time that I first prescribed probiotics. It's really different strokes for different folks. And some people can have an adverse reaction from probiotics. They can get loose bowel movements that's undesirable. You know, that they're not even constipated to begin with. They take the probiotics and they get diarrhea, and they're not happy. They can switch probiotics and they're fine, because there's so many different species out there, combinations, forms, fillers, additives, delivery systems, that you have to sometimes, do trial and error. And so that's, I think, the situation with probiotics. Is there a potential for someone with virtually no immune system? You know, there's a lot of people here taking immunosuppressive drugs, or they're very sick, or they're dying of cancer, and they're on chemotherapy, and they take probiotics, and probiotics, instead of repopulating the intestine, they proliferate because there's no immune system to keep them intact, in check. And could they possibly create an adverse effect? Well, yes, that's actually been found in a couple of cases in very sick patients. So usually these are patients in the intensive care unit. So they stopped giving patients who are, you know, on death's door probiotics. They thought it might be helpful, but it turns out that, you know, some helps some, but it could be dangerous. So, different strokes for different folks. That, I think, is the basis for some of the naysaying about probiotics. That's about as far as it goes. There's a study recently that suggests that probiotics can give you brain fog. But that study is full of holes. And I actually talked about it in an article that I wrote at drhoffman.com. You can find it. And what they did was they stopped giving probiotics to patients with small intestine bacterial overgrowth who had brain fog. And lo and behold, they got better. Their brain fog went away. But here's a little omitted detail. If you read the study, they also gave them antibiotics. So not only did they stop the probiotics, they gave them antibiotics to eradicate all the bad bugs in their intestinal tract, and their brain fog went away. So what it proves is that there is such a thing as SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, not necessarily caused by probiotics, maybe not helped by probiotics in some cases, but that gets better when you kill all the bad bugs. That doesn't prove that probiotics are bad for you. And certainly brain fog is not something that's going to get you hospitalized and put you on death's door. So I would alleviate your concerns about the probiotics. And you've been taking them for years, and you're fine. And generally, they're helpful. You know, as people age, their microbiome deteriorates. The diversity of helpful bacteria in their intestine is reduced. And taking probiotics is a good thing to do as a hedge against all manner of problems, some metabolic problems, because the gut participates in how you handle food and how your insulin resistance develops. Also, your immune system is supported by probiotics, and on it goes. So, you know, I'm going to dismiss your concern as being overly alarmist. And it's too bad, you know, the people are out there like poisoning the well. You know, my doctor said, or, you know, I have a neighbor or, you know, a relative who's spreading this kind of calumny about something that by and large is extremely helpful. There you have it. Okay, I want to go back a little bit to a call that we had last hour. It was a gentleman, very nice gentleman, who called up and said that during a time of grief, he was given Lexapro, an antidepressant. And he took it for a couple of years, and then he thought, well, you know, the grief has receded, and I'm in better shape now emotionally, and so I'm going to try and get off the Lexapro. But unfortunately, he found out that he was hooked. Whenever he tried to reduce the dosage, his anxiety came back like gangbusters. And that is a form of Prozac backlash. It was originally named by a doctor. You can read the book. The book came out in the 80s and 90s. Harvard professor named Dr. Glenn Mullen wrote a book about how many people who stop taking antidepressant medications go through horrible withdrawal. And so the gentleman simply asked, well, I'm back on the Lexapro. I feel okay. Is there any downside to me just taking Lexapro in perpetuity? Because it seems to be working for me. Well, the downside is the major downside. And, you know, many of you out there, you're taking antidepressants, you can verify this, is weight gain. The average weight gain for Lexapro was, in one study, was around 0.5%. But that could be significant. Some, you know, results may vary. For some people, there's a lot of weight gain, 10, 20 pounds or more. And part of it is that if you feel better after you're depressed, you may be disinhibited in terms of your enjoyment of things. Actually, one of the features of depression is something called anhedonia. There's no pleasure in anything, any activity, eating, you know, certainly going out, enjoying yourself. People experience anhedonia. And when you take an antidepressant, all of a sudden your pleasure and reward centers are opened up again, and food becomes even more enticing. But there's more to it than that. These antidepressants boost levels of serotonin, and serotonin can sometimes cause you to have more of an appetite. But it varies. For some people, the antidepressants don't make them hungry, but that's a significant minority. And some people actually lose some weight on antidepressants because they feel better. They go out and exercise before they said, oh, why bother? They're depressed. They don't want to go out and do anything. They become more active when they take antidepressants. So that's to the good. But for the vast majority of people, virtually all the antidepressants cause weight gain. And that was proven in a recent study where they looked at all the antidepressants, and virtually all of them, except for the original one, Prozac. The only SSRI to cause some initial weight loss before weight gain was Prozac. Well, you gained weight, but initially you lost weight, but still you gained weight. So there you have it. That that, to me, is one major reason. If you're, say you're, you know, you're happy on your antidepressant, it's working for you, good for you, but consider the possibility that long-term it's going to add to your weight gain, and that may ultimately shorten your life because it leads to cardiovascular disease, brain deterioration, and many other more serious problems than mere depression. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877. Momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus black elderberry liquid. Both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins that can actually slow your metabolism and cause your weight to plateau. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol. It's a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. For a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got callers 877-726-8255 if you want to get into the doctor's office, like Noreen. Hi, Noreen. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Great. It's wonderful to talk with you again. My question today is regarding C-reactive protein and what would be an effective way to reduce it through supplement or diet.
Okay. Well, you know, let's first look at, you know, what is C-reactive protein? Now, there's a couple of types. One is just the general C-reactive protein that measures inflammation throughout your body. It's a marker of inflammation. And, it's a relatively inexpensive test that you can use to determine if all the cytokines in your body that are responsible for inflammation are acting up. And, they may do so in response to, say, an autoimmune disease like, ulcerative colitis or MS or rheumatoid arthritis. Patients with joint problems often have very high levels of C-reactive protein. It can also be elevated in response to an infection, either a temporary response to, say, a cold or a flu, or something like periodontal disease. So you want to make sure if you have a high CRP, you know, what's going on. Also, CRP responds to exercise, but not too much exercise. I mean, if you're like throwing the weights around and, you know, you're bench pressing 400 pounds, you're going to actually create some inflammation. So if you're getting a blood test right after a heavy workout, your CRP may be raised. Now, there's a subset of that. It's something called HS, highly specific or highly sensitive CRP, which is very specifically looking at your coronary risk, coronary artery disease, because inflammation is really a part of the equation for cardiovascular disease, not just high cholesterol. But HSCRP sometimes is raised by inflammation in other parts of the body other than in the heart. So it's not deadly accurate in terms of saying, well, inflammation is in your arteries. It may well be, but it could be coming from somewhere else. So in terms of lifestyle, yeah, okay, lose weight. Yeah, simply losing weight. If you're overweight, you're going to have a higher level of inflammation throughout your body. You want an anti-inflammatory diet, which means don't eat a lot of refined products, lots of sugar, make sure you have lots of dietary polyphenols from tea and cocoa and coffee and perhaps red wine. Certainly fruits and vegetables are rich in polyphenols. You know, take supplements like curcumin and EGCG and resveratrol. Magnesium has been shown to be helpful in lowering C-reactive protein. Interestingly, it's not known as an anti-inflammatory, but it does lower CRP, according to the research. And merely taking a multivitamin, covering a lot of bases, seems to lower C-reactive protein. And of interest is a supplement that I'm using lately, which is from Metagenics. It's called, let's see where we have it here. It contains resolvins, which really target inflammation, even more specifically than fish oil. Lots of fish oil is good, but this specific product is helpful. It's the name of it eludes me for just a moment, but I'll come back to it in just a minute. All right, this item, flaxseed fiber, ferments in the gut to improve health and reduce obesity. Yeah, I want some of that. It sounds good. And, you know, I use a lot of ground flaxseed. You should get it in a vacuum-packed container, and then when you open it, you should put it in the refrigerator at the very least, and possibly the freezer, because it breaks down very quickly. Put it on your salad. Put it on your fruit. Mix it into a protein smoothie. Flax lignin also has a good effect on the breast and prostate in terms of cancer prevention. And flaxseed is a fiber-rich plant that's been shown to improve cholesterol levels and inflammation in the colon. So in this recent study, what they did is they gave mice diets either with or without various levels of flaxseed. And what they found is that the flaxseed actually helped to improve their metabolism. They had better glucose control, and they had better levels of beneficial fatty acids. The bacteria sort of subsisted on the flaxseed itself and produced helpful compounds that improved metabolic balance, but also helped to keep the mice slim and trim. So think flaxseed fiber as an important adjunct to your diet. It also helps maintain regularity, of course. And those of you on a ketogenic diet, you know, a very, very low-carb diet, flaxseed is a great low-carb way to add fiber to your diet and maintain the balance of healthy bacteria in your gut when you're not eating a lot of starchy carbohydrates. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is the number for Intelligent Medicine.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'll get right back to calls. But first, I want to circle back and share with you the name of something that I'm really finding helpful for dealing with inflammation. And inflammation, just a ubiquitous problem. As you age, you tend to become more inflamed. We experience this as aches and pains, joint problems. And the product in question, and the name escaped me because it's a mouthful, Specialized Pro-Resolving Mediators. I think this is actually one of the more exciting developments on the nutritional front. And they're not a paid sponsor, but this is a product that I've been looking at for a while, and it's got a very plausible mechanism. It's anti-inflammatory, and it's basically a derivative of natural fish oil compounds, but it's further along the line in terms of synthesis of the active compounds that actually fight inflammation. So through a special process, they kind of amp up the anti-inflammatory benefits of fish oil. And the key word is resolving. These are specialized pro-resolving mediators. They belong to a category of natural substances called resolvins. And they fix things.
It is available over the counter. It's called SPM Active from Metagenics. And I take it now on a regular basis. I've added it to my supplement armamentarium. Because I got, get aches and pains from, athletic activities. I overdo it a little bit and I get a little achy. And so, SPM I use as a preventive, to help keep me pain-free, supple and flexible. SPM Active for Metagenics is available on full script for those of you who use our supplement dispensary. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to register for access to full script. Let's circle back because we have Robert with a question about antihistamines. How you doing, Robert?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman.
Yep. Hi.
Hi. I was recommended taking antihistamines back in early 2013. I had been taking Benadryl just for the occasional, basically your allergy relief. And I had a pharmacist recommend taking basically a generic form of either Claritin or Zyrtec. I started one pill a day and it helped. And about a year later, I decided I wanted to try to wean myself off of those, and I couldn't. It's now almost 6 years later, and I get extremely itchy. I break out in hives. I am down to taking those pills where I cut one in half, and I try to get it down to 5 milligrams every 3 days.
Right.
At the end of that 72 hours, I get so extremely itchy, it is unbearable. The last lady that you had mentioned getting itchy palms, I get it on the bottom of my feet, inside of my ears, down my throat, in my intestinal tract. I am looking for some sort of relief. If there are other people out there with this, you are not alone. Yeah. And I seriously need some help.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Robert, because, when this appeared in a magazine article, I thought, this is an isolated phenomenon, a rare occurrence. That's what the drug company says, this drug is perfectly safe. It's very rare. But now that we're putting it out there, I think more and more people are going to say, hey, I'm not an anomaly. This is a common feature of antihistamine withdrawal, is that your symptoms come back redoubled, like gangbusters, and you end up hooked on the medication. And after a while, even the medication doesn't work as well. You got to take more medication. That's what happens with a lot of drugs. It's called tolerance. So, we're just beginning to see this. And I think a strategy for working with a patient like you, I mean, this is actually like a detailed medical consult. We'd have to take a look at your diet. We'd have to take a look at, you know, any genetic propensity you have towards allergies. We're beginning to see that some people are, you know, have some sort of glitch in their metabolism. The microbiome has something to do with that. If you have yeast overgrowth or harmful bacterial overgrowth, that can make things worse. Levels of certain key nutrients make a difference. You may have an imbalance of essential fatty acids, or you may not have adequate vitamin D. Vitamin D is something that helps to tamp down allergies sometimes. And also, some people, you know, speaking of the genetic component, some people don't make enough DAO, and DAO is available as a supplement to help the body restore levels of diamine oxidase, which actually helps to break down histamine. The histamine that builds up in your gut is broken down naturally by DAO that your intestine secretes. But if you are if you have certain conditions, or if you have a genetic propensity to low DAO, you need DAO to help you break down histamine, because it'll build up to excess. Also, certain B vitamins help with the breakdown of histamine, and a low histamine diet can be helpful. That's something that you can do on your own. You can look up, you know, there are many versions of a low histamine diet on the internet, and you can try a low histamine diet. There's some surprises there, because healthy foods like certain fruits may be things that trigger high levels of histamine production. Red wine, aged cheeses, and so on are on that list. So, you know, thanks, A, for sharing to increase awareness, and B, I hope that you find a pathway towards avoidance of these medications, because in spite of the fact that they're non-sedating, so they say, I mean, Benadryl, very sedating. I mean, Benadryl is a component of some sleep aids, over-the-counter sleep aids. These medications sometimes have a slight dulling effect on your focus, on your concentration. They don't make you fall asleep, you know, at the wheel. Well, maybe they do if you're tired, but they have subtle tiring effects, and that concerns me, you know, because otherwise they'd say, well, just go ahead and keep taking the antihistamines. Doesn't, you know, no problem. But there may be a problem with long-term dependency, as you suggest. Thank you very much for sharing. All right. This item, you know, we talked about inflammation earlier, and a real effective supplement for dealing with inflammation, and also, you know, cardiovascular prevention, prevention of cancer, you know, protecting the brain. A triple play is the new green tea CR from Purity Products. Green tea CR contains green tea, curcumin, and resveratrol all in one capsule, and its bioavailability is boosted by its phytosome matrix delivery system, which is quite unique. So you can call and take advantage of a free giveaway. They've arranged this for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just call 800-218-6030. And if you call now, you'll get a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. Virtually anyone could use a little extra B12. That's your second free gift if you call now. 800-218-6030 for your free bottle of green tea CR and B12 Energy Melts. Call now. 800-218-6030 for green tea CR phytosome formula from Purity Products. All right, this item, you know, vitamin D certainly helps the immune system. And it was found, this is discovered way before the current craze about vitamin D. If you had tuberculosis, they would send you to the country to a sanatorium where you get a lot of sun. Sun was thought to be healing for TB. Well, they didn't have medication, so, you know, what are you going to do? You get people away from other people, and you quarantine them in a sanatorium. And they routinely did this in the 19th century and even into the 20th century. And now it's been found that vitamin D helps treat lethal drug-resistant TB. You know, now we have drugs to treat TB, but as with antibiotics, the medications, the anti-tuberculosis medications, the TB mycobacteria are becoming resistant, and you need to use several at once. And there's TB now that is very drug resistant. It actually has emerged in the wake of the AIDS epidemic. And also it's a, it's something that may be associated with the waves of immigration and migration that we see from countries where the health conditions are terrible. People have old fashioned diseases, third world diseases, and they bring them into modern countries. And now we have multi-drug resistant TB in the centers of modern countries. And so this is not to suggest that you stop using medication if you have TB. You absolutely need to take medication. But to boost the efficacy of medication, they're giving folks high doses of vitamin D. Clinical trials in 8 countries in the UK, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Indonesia, Mongolia, and Guinea-Bissau, except for the UK, these are mostly poor countries. They gave people vitamin D along with the medication, and they found that the vitamin D accelerated resolution of TB, specifically in patients with multi-drug-resistant TB. That's pretty cool. So they say these findings add to the growing list of health benefits for the sunshine vitamin. And you may say, well, I don't have TB, so I'm not worried about it. Well, what about colds and flus? People are coughing and sneezing and having high fevers left and right here in New York where I am, and probably where you are too, because it's flu season. And vitamin D is very effective for boosting resistance to the flu. And even if you get the flu, you're likely to have a milder case. And should you use antibiotics, the efficacy of the antibiotics will be boosted if you take vitamin D against the common flu. That, too, has been demonstrated. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our email for questions, you can also send us questions via email, is radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, where I talk to Layla, our nutritionist, about your questions. And you can record a question if you go to drhoffman.com on our homepage. It'll prompt you to record a question, as did Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Just wondering if essential oils have a place in the healing process, and which methodology, I guess you'd say, would be some of the better ones. especially if it's not pharmaceutical grade. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Well, you know, essential oils, I think, are really an important part of our armamentarium in the field of integrative medicine. And, you know, for specifically talking about healing wounds, a couple come to mind. One is myrrh, you know, for about frankincense and myrrh, and, you know, that's a big deal around Christmas, the gifts that the Magi brought to the baby Jesus. And myrrh was highly valued in ancient times as something that they would apply in a salve to wounds, to heal wounds, external wounds. Frankincense, by the way, is the source of our modern nutritional supplement Boswellin. Boswellia or Boswellin is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. It also has some anti-infective properties. So, you know, when it comes to essential oils, there are a bunch of them that are really part of our arsenal. Lavender may have soothing effects, and you can inhale it. You can put it in a diffuser. You can put it in a, you know, put it in your bath, and it has a relaxing effect. It's actually been demonstrated that it's not a placebo. There really is something psychoactive about lavender oil. It really does something to the brain to calm you. And you can use peppermint oil in the gastrointestinal tract. It's very soothing for the gut, reduces spasm, and it also kills off harmful bacteria. We use a lot of oregano oil for, you can apply it externally. It's great for fungal infections, has antifungal effects, but it also, taken internally, it's helpful for SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. If you have, you know, IBS, and you take oregano oil, it can be helpful. Also helpful for fighting off infections. So there you have, you know, some of the more commonly used essential oils. There's some people who actually specialize in that area. Their specialty within herbal medicine is essential oils. And there's a whole bunch of them, some of them less well known, that may play an important role in healing. So there you have it. There's a bunch of things that can be used in that realm. Some of the, you know, some of the others, include, eucalyptus, which is also an antispasmodic, useful for coughs. It's also antiviral. So essential oils are, I think, an important part of our healing arsenal. This item has to do with a new potential therapy for neurodegenerative diseases, and they're actually doing a trial at Dartmouth Medical School on this amino acid, L-serine. FDA-approved human clinical trials at Dartmouth Medical School are designed to determine if L-serine can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. We won't know if it works until the trials are completed. But the theory is, this also may apply to conditions like ALS. There's a guy who is, and I did a little research on this, they did a movie on this a couple of years ago, Toxic Puzzle, Hunt for the Hidden Killer in Neurodegenerative Disease. And the theory is that toxic algae, and, you know, we see a lot of toxic algae, you know, with the red tide in Florida, and also the contamination of lakes. And the thought is that there's a neurotoxin, and this is a mouthful, it's B-methylamino-L-alanine, BMAA, that has been seen in the United States, Guam, France, and areas around the Baltic Sea, and where there's also a higher level of something called sporadic ALS. It's a subtype of Lou Gehrig's disease, a nerve degenerative disease that causes progressive muscle weakness and ultimately death. And the thought is that it's the BMA that is damaging the brain, and that L-serine can be an antidote. Again, this is under clinical trials at Dartmouth Medical School, so it's serious stuff. Remember, too, that we use phosphatidylserine for preventing neurodegeneration and Alzheimer's disease. So there you have it. That's something that's on our radar screen. Also, this item, phthalates may impair fertility according to the journal Toxicological Science. What are phthalates? There's things that are used to make plastic flexible, and there are many products that contain phthalates. They may affect fertility. They may be endocrine disruptors. And, oh, by the way, they're also in intravenous bags and tubing and many things that are used in the hospital. Catheters and many medical devices contain phthalates, and it's possible to get intravenous bags and tubes that are free of phthalates, but you have to ask for them. So this is something that you want to make sure of when you get IVs, even in a holistic health clinic, that you get phthalate-free IV tubing and bags. That's an important consideration because you don't want toxic phthalates in your system. Well, thanks for joining us. Interesting program, great questions. You can find out more about Intelligent Medicine on our website. Follow our newsletter articles. You can subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And listen to our podcast throughout the week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.